The music business was mean. Mean like Morrissey. The road to fame was littered with broken dreams, broken hearts, and actual litter. And the air was thick with unanswered questions. In a grimy office above the noise and filth, two men worked tirelessly to solve these mysteries. Their names? Tony Blackburn and his young apprentice, Ricky Wilson. The sign on the frosted glass door? Ricky and Tony. Pop detectives.
This is good coffee, Tony.
Why, I've got tea. I'm a tea person, actually.
It doesn't really fit in with our image, though, as detectives. You should be bourbon or coffee.
Well, I've got some bourbon here if you want it.
No, I'm all right, thanks. It's a little bit late for me.
Is it?
Yeah. I did too much in the 2000s and I can't go near it again.
Well, you see, that's where we differ. When I was younger, I was out on the North Sea, so we weren't allowed to drink because of the...
Were you not? I imagined...
Well, we had a couple of beers a day, that was all. a couple of beers a day.
But I imagine my image of the DJ back then was the blue smoke spiraling around your head and a glass of bourbon in one hand, or scotch, something dark brown.
Well, it might have been those people who were on land, but us pirates, we were out on the North Sea and it's dangerous, 10-4 scales, you know, you'd just drop over the side, and once you dropped over the side, you'd end up dead in Frinton.
On the boat. When you were on the boat, did you have a job apart from DJing? Like, would you, like, I'm not talking about making teas or anything like that, but was there anything boat related that you had to do? Were you in charge of?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
They had
Dutch seamen for that. Do you like Holland?
I was just there literally a week ago. I had spent a weekend in Rotterdam. All these sound like book titles. Dead in Frinton, Weekend in Rotterdam.
I used to go out with somebody when I was a lot younger, when I was about 25, 26. She always wore clogs, which I found unusual because she lived in London.
Real clogs? And,
real clogs.
Well, what was this, the 60s?
It was the 60s.
Well, everyone, you do what you want then.
Talking about shoes, which I like doing. Strange that we should get onto this subject. The very high heel shoes of the 70s with the flared trousers. I used to wear those quite a bit.
And of course, flares were very important for you on the boat in the 60s because you could just set them off and someone come and rescue you.
Well, you could.
Good one.
The rain beat down like Ginger Baker on a snare, but in they came, ready to make people sing. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Okay, should we hear from our stool pigeon what the new case is all about?
Absolutely. Good.
Ricky, Tony, it's Big Sam. You remember the Avril Lavigne, don't you? Well, some say she carked it years ago and got replaced by an imposter. What's that all about, then? I need you two to put this one to bed once and for all.
So, Tony, that's a big mystery.
This is a big mystery.
Pop star Avril Lavigne. Now, I liked Avril Lavigne, but did she really die and get replaced by a clone? Do you remember Avril Lavigne?
Yes, I do.
She was... punky. Yeah, pop punk. Yep. The theory claims Lavigne struggled with fame at the beginning of her career. We've all struggled with fame, though, haven't we? Yeah. Have you struggled with fame?
No, because I've never had it.
Okay. At the beginning of her career, and having been thrust into the limelight at only 18. Oh, 18, that's old for a pop star.
It is, isn't it? Ancient. What's the problem? 18?
Yeah, 18. Began using a body double named Melissa Vandella. That's a good pop star name.
That's a great name.
At some point, the real Lavigne is said to have sadly passed away. And the record company replaced her with Melissa full-time.
She's touring at the moment.
She's always touring.
Yeah, but it could be Melissa...
Mr. Vanderbeek or whatever. Vandella.
Vandella, yeah.
So what do we know? 2005, a Brazilian fan page posted the theory that Avril died in 2003. That's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, and was replaced by the clone. Proof has included Lavigne's red carpet shots. Lavigne wears trousers...
Yeah.
Melissa prefers dresses and skirts.
Don't we all?
Well, I don't know. People change in what they like to wear.
Of course they do. I mean, you know, your taste changes over the years, doesn't it?
I mean,
if you think back to when you were younger...
I wore shorts through school.
That. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I did as well.
Yeah.
I was very excited going into long trousers.
Oh, that was a big moment.
It was a big moment.
Do you know
moment,
what was also it? Exciting? You know when... I don't know if it was the same at your school, when you had to take off your... If it got too hot,
yeah,
they called it short sleeve order. Which meant that you had to take your jacket off and you had to wear your sleeves rolled up.
That was quite a strict school you went to. We didn't have that.
Did you? Could you take your jacket off willy-nilly?
Any time I wanted. There was no restriction at all, yeah. No. I remember taking my jacket off several times and nobody pulled me up on it. Have you got a double?
Do I have a double?
Getting back to the thing yeah, here, back to, I mean, yeah, Avril Lavigne has got, they say...
Melissa Vandella. Do I have a double? Like, no, but I do wish I did, because then I could just get on with being full-time pop detective.
Yes.
Because obviously this theory has popped up before with other celebrities, such as Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Now, the famous story that Paul McCartney was replaced.
Yes, he's meant to have passed away, isn't he? In the 60s.
But that isn't true. So, Tony, we'll need to speak to someone who knows a bit more about this. I've got a stool pigeon in New York who can help. Give this number a call.
Okay.
Tony.
I will.
Mika, hi.
Oh, hi.
We've got you on the phone now, live from New Jersey. Now, you're an expert in Avril Lavigne. Is that true?
I guess on this conspiracy, I guess I know a nice amount and have some proposals about how to handle the situation.
Okay, well, talk us through, how did this come about? When was it that you first heard of this conspiracy, and what were your initial thoughts?
In 2017, it was really crazy on Twitter. So I ended up really digging into it and like writing this petition that basically proposed that I get a picture of Avril Lavigne and Melissa Vandella together. Mm-hmm. People are like, that makes sense. Like, even if it's not true, like, that's like a really good way to handle the situation.
So you think that she's still alive, is that it?
I mean, the whole situation, like, I'm not going to say I believe the conspiracy, but it's also pretty funky. And I think that if we get the photo, that it's fine. And if they won't do the photo, then maybe there is something.
Yeah, you just want to know, basically. We're all fed up of being kept in the dark, whether it's true or not. It feels like we're being manipulated by some pop Svengalis here, and we don't like being manipulated.
We don't like that at all, no. So we've got to get to the bottom of this.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
I just want some truth and some justice. I also think that Avril Lavigne's like aesthetic changes like made me personally sad, because I was like, oh, that's not the Avril I grew up with.
Right.
So I think this kind of gave me a way to like cope with it. Be like, well, maybe it's just somebody else, and like I can separate these two artists.
What is it about Avril that you like so much and has got you so involved?
Okay, so I saw her on tour when I was like 7 years old, and I liked how cool and like, you know, I'm putting air quotes up, punk she was.
Yeah.
I was seven, you know, like that's what I decided I was going to play music, and now I do. It was just really inspiring, and then like the more like poppy, and like when Girlfriend came out, and it was like, it just didn't seem like her.
But the thing is, you're in a band, Natural Born Kisses, apparently are really good.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
But the problem comes when, so I'm in a band, and over the years, I've wanted to kick against what people think you are, and it becomes really difficult because people don't like it if you change too much, but people don't like it if you stay the same. So you're kind of stuck in a difficult place where what do you do? And you have to kind of follow your heart. Because I used to wear stripy blazers and winkle pickers.
Mm-hmm. And you look very nice in them, if you know my message.
Yeah, but I can't wear them anymore.
Why is
that? I just
that?
Look too silly in them. I don't feel like it's me anymore. And maybe Avril felt like that.
That could be. It's not nice having somebody, I mean, if somebody comes along and says you're dead and you're touring, it's not particularly nice, is it?
Well, it's all publicity is good publicity.
Well, I don't know. You see, Mika, you buy tickets to see Avril and you're not quite sure. You think you might be conned out of this and you might be actually watching Melissa.
Yeah. I mean, like, we all grow out of artists or find artists later in life. And some artists you can't really journey with, and that's okay. And, like, if that is Avril Lavigne, which it probably might be, I'll always go back to Let Go and Under My Skin in a pinch for nostalgia.
Talking about skin, it's interesting in these pictures here I have of Avril that her moles and body marks have changed over time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's quite interesting. Even her face has changed in these pictures.
Well, your face has changed. We've all been... Have you been mole mapping recently?
I haven't.
Well, you should do. It's something you should do.
What, mole mapping?
Yeah. Have you been mole mapping, Mika?
I have not.
You should do it. Book yourself in. It's important.
Very, I definitely will.
That's good advice, actually, Mika. Yeah.
I did think of an app, right? Mole app, where you take a picture of your mole and you send it to a mole expert and they tell you if it's all right.
Yeah, but that might be a mole in the garden, mightn't it?
But no, it's just, me and Tony would like to say, if you want to get your moles map, go get your moles map, because it's such a relief. It's a weight off your shoulders.
I think as well, actually, I don't know if you agree with me, Mika, if you're going to design an app to do with moles, you should make it compulsory to say medical mole or garden mole.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. Because otherwise people have been conned out of a different app.
Yeah, that is true. But also, yeah. I mean, many famous people have had the moles removed.
I don't have that problem because I moisturise.
Yeah, that doesn't get rid of moles, though. And no, if it does, you should start worrying.
Do you moisturise, Mika?
Of course, every day.
Yeah, every day?
Very important.
Yeah, every morning. Actually, yes. I have a skin routine.
A skin routine? Tell us your skin routine.
I'm interested.
Yeah. No, you use some, nice face wash. You use a moisturiser, a toner occasionally.
I use eyelid wipes as well.
What?
Yes, eyelid wipes. It's very, very gentle.
Well, I basically use...
And eye drops every morning.
I just use what I find around the house.
Well, you can't use anything. I mean, you might
get Grace's stuff. I'm not using...
Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm not using Jif.
No, but this picture is interesting of...
Because
she has got different moles. There's a picture there.
Hey, she does look different, doesn't she?
Well, she looks like a different person.
Look different.
People grow up.
They do, but she looks, to me, like two different people.
So does it matter if she's been replaced? That's a big question as well.
Well, I don't think it matters particularly, does it? As long as she's doing a good performance and people think that she's Avril Lavigne.
There you go.
So what?
I mean, personally, I'd quite like it if someone take over from me. Mm. But, you know, no one's as good as me.
Well, I can't argue that.
Yeah.
I can't argue that.
Nobody does it better.
I used to have a group called Tony Blackburn and his Swinging Bells. And... And this was in the 60s. We never recorded. We were at the Bournemouth Pavilion. But the Bells, they're no longer with us. Well, Al Stewart was my lead guitarist.
Really?
Yeah, the Year of the Cat. He was a swinging bell. Okay. Not that he'll own up to it now.
No. Well,
it's not good for his image. You wouldn't want to be a swinging bell, would you?
Well, no, not in today's climate.
No, of course not.
Can we get back to Mika's campaign? So you started a campaign to try and get a photograph of Melissa... and Avril in the same room, which doesn't sound like a big ask, does it? It sounds like something you could do in an afternoon and shut down all the conspiracy theories. But they never did it.
Exactly.
Why?
And I think a photo is dangerous. I think like a video even would be better.
Yeah, photos are. But even videos, you get those fake videos that are amazing nowadays. I know I've seen some of you, Tony, in compromising positions.
It was the. Are you referring to the one with the Christmas one where I
well,
was?
No, I was making it up. But now it's gone. It's
the Christmas
gone.
One with the big balloon. I was on a couch with a big balloon in front of me, completely naked.
And then
it was a big balloon though.
Did it get popped?
It didn't. Well, no, thank God.
Thank God for that. Thank God for fully strengthened rubber.
But it is. It will come back to haunt me. I know. Getting back to you, Mika. I mean, you've dedicated a lot of your time. To trying to work out if this is true or not true, and why is it so important?
I don't think it's that important. I just think there's a way that these conspiracy like weird things kind of unite people, and I think it would just be super wild if they just like confronted it.
I don't think there's a Netflix documentary in this because it would be drawn out, to say the least. Because all you need is one picture, case closed. So I think there's a perpetuation of this by the big wigs and
I tend to agree with you. Big
cheeses at the pop companies.
I tend to. And a lot of big cheeses at record companies, aren't
they? Well, I mean, we've talked about them in this podcast alone. We've talked about how they go for lunch all the time.
What, cheeses?
Well, I'm allergic, so...
You don't like cheese?
Christmas cheese and cheese.
How about you, Mika? What's your favourite cheese?
Oh, I don't know. I like all cheese, pretty much. I'm a big cheese plate person. I love a good Gouda.
You love a big scooter?
No, a Gouda.
Oh, a Gouda, sorry.
I mean, I don't know much about cheese, but I know a lot of... Because Tony, Mika, is a big fan of puns. So in preparation for seeing him every day, I always do a bit of scrubbing up on my puns.
Yes,
indeed.
And
I've thought of some cheese ones that I might throw out there.
Yeah?
What did the cheese say when he looked in a mirror?
What did he say?
Hello, me.
that's good.
On reflection, that's a very good joke.
How do you
I'm going to use that later.
What cheese do you use to attract a bear?
I don't know.
Come on, bear.
Very good. Very, very good.
And here's
indeed.
A bit of a riddle.
I like that one.
Here's
yes.
a riddle for you. Mm. What's the only cheese that's made backwards?
I don't know.
Edam.
Ah.
Made.
Yes, that's right.
Spelt backwards.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I try out a. Mika, do you like the occasional joke?
Oh, I love a good joke.
Yeah, can I just try one out on you that I it's a bee joke because I'm into Manuka honey.
Oh, no.
And and Ricky didn't like this joke, and I think it's a great joke.
Do they have...
If a bee wants to go to the loo, where does it go? It goes to a BP station.
Yeah, but they don't have British Petroleum.
Do you find that? I find that funny. Do you find that funny?
Good. I like it.
Thank you.
Do they even have British Petroleum stations in them?
They don't have. Do you have BP stations in the States?
No, because I don't think.
I know what it is.
All right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. From the movies.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I think I saw it in the background of Love Actually.
Yeah, play some BBC show I binged a few years ago.
Oh, right, there you go. All right.
Have you seen Melissa Vandelli yourself?
I don't know. Okay, I saw Avril Lavigne. No, I don't think so.
Of course, because thinking, you're not sure.
But where did this... Was Melissa actually hired as a body double for her? Where does she come from? Is there any talk of her before or after this? Is she a pop star in her own right? What did she do before and why does she exist?
Good question.
Pardon?
Okay, so here's what I know about Melissa Vandelli.
Okay,
I was under the impression when I first did research that she had been a body double for Avril Lavigne because Avril Lavigne... At least in the interviews I'd watched, especially when I was a kid, I watched like a documentary on Avril Lavigne. She was super not into the whole paparazzi fame thing originally. So it was said that Melissa was a body double for her, you know, would go in and do, I don't know, press meetings, things like that.
Right.
But I also could be wrong. But that's what I got the impression of based on my research.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and there doesn't seem to be any evidence that Melissa Vandelli exists even.
There is.
Oh, there is?
Like I've read online on a few sites. She is a real person. She actually is apparently dating McLovin from Superbad.
Oh, him. Really?
Allegedly.
Interesting
allegedly,
taste in that.
Allegedly.
Okay. And additionally, so yeah, there was, she was an actress and apparently Avril Lavigne and her were friends and there's a picture of them together before, if Avril died, before. So we have a before photo. If you go to the petition, you can see that it's the cover photo for it.
Right. Okay. Well,
now you just said before Avril died.
Oh.
If.
Oh.
I'm quite interested in this idea of a body double.
Right? Yes.
Because I'm thinking of contacting my management and saying, I'm a Ricky Wilson body double, right? And I want to be paid X amount of money.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, I'm doing things like this with you, Tony, and not getting paid anything, right? But if I had a body double, right, he'd be on a salary.
That would be a great idea.
So I'm thinking we should just pretend to be our own body doubles.
Yeah.
And get paid twice.
But could we find anybody as attractive as us?
No, we don't need to. We'll be our body doubles.
Oh, we will be.
No, you just pretend.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And I turn up and say, "Hi, my name is Mike Johnson. I look like Ricky Wilson. I sound like Ricky Wilson. If I put on my Ricky Wilson voice, which sounds a bit like this, and then I can do that.
Yeah.
And then my manager, James, there's two of them, go. Yeah, we'll hire you. We'll pay you, let's say, £30,000 a year. I'd be like, well, there you go.
It'd be good. It's a good idea.
That's our holiday in Antigua.
It's a
and
good,
St. Lucia
that is
paid
a,
for.
That is a great idea.
We could be there for months.
So you are now no longer Ricky Wilson.
No, I'm.
You are a body
name.
Double. What
Mike,
is your
Mike,
name
Mike,
now? Then?
Mike Johnson. I'm Mike.
You're Mike.
Mike, yeah.
Mike Johnson. Has anybody told you look very much like Ricky Wilson?
Yeah, that's my job. I enjoy. Well, you look like him. I enjoy playing him.
You don't talk like him, though.
No, but so I can put on the voice like this to make myself sound like him.
My God, you look the splitting image
really,
of Ricky Wilson, and you sound like
but
him.
But it really hurts the back of my throat, so I have to talk like I normally talk, you know, during the day.
Yeah. What happened to Ricky?
He's on holiday in Antigua.
I see.
That's how I say it. I say Antigua. Whereas Ricky says Antigua.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's the only thing that's a bit of a giveaway. So I don't think you're there. You're not Ricky Wilson.
You know how to catch me out by saying, what's your favorite Caribbean island? And I say Antigua. And you go, Mike, gotcha. Sorry, Mika, we've really gone off pace on this.
You know what happens? We have to discover our true body double things.
Do you mind if I do something a moment?
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to go under the desk here.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Hi. I'm Tim.
Tim?
Yeah. My name's Tim.
Tim, what's your second name, Tim?
What? My name is Tim Black.
All right. That's
Tim Black.
Not very imaginative.
Yeah.
You look like Tony Blackburn.
Well, I'm his double.
And you've got the same initials, so you can share the same embroidered dressing gowns that he wears a lot.
And this is the amazing thing, I can suddenly make myself sound like Tony Blackburn.
A lot of people can. It's a very popular impression. sorry, Mika.
Sorry, Mika.
So fine. Totally cool.
I think from this, I'm gathering that you don't believe that Avril Lavigne passed away, and but you just want everyone to fess up, as or in long term confess, and say that it's just a bit of fun, but perpetuated by the media.
I don't know.
Oh,
I just think it's I think it's funky. Like, that's my stand on it. Like, there's some weird things going on, and I don't know if Avril Lavigne is deceased, but I think there's something funky, or there was something funky, and I just would like to shed some light, you know?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, Mika, do your friends find it weird that you're so obsessed by this?
Oh, no, my friends love it and are obsessed, too. Fully obsessed. Because it's like, it comes up occasionally. It's like a weird little, like, you know how people have, like, weird interests? This is one of mine, I guess. And I never had, like, a history, like, with conspiracy theories. This one just, like, I don't know. I just, like, did a lot of research because I was bored one day, exactly. So I've told my friends, and they're like, yeah, that makes sense. And a lot of, like, I was a camp counselor a few years ago, and I told my campers about it, and they're all obsessed with
you
it
were
now.
A camp counselor?
It's not the same meaning.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So
I was a camp counselor.
Oh, well,
once.
You still are.
Thank you.
In many ways. I think we're going to bring this to a close, but thank you so much to
us. Yes, thank you.
And you've been fantastic. And you've really helped to shed some light on it. And please, Mika, go and get mole mapped, even if you don't have any. It's a day out.
It is worth it.
It's you know, it's basically you get felt up for free for half an hour.
Yeah, sounds great.
It is honestly worth it. That's really good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Putting what's off the record on the record. Ricky and Tony, Pop Detectives.
So can you go to the Rolodex and get the... Have we got another expert? Because this is baffling me. I don't know about you. The Avril Lavigne business.
Yeah, well, I found an expert in face recognition, which I think could help us quite
fantastic.
A lot in this.
So yes.
I don't believe his name, though.
What's
Robin... It's T-O-M-B-S.
Tombs.
Or Tomes.
Or
but
Tomes.
If he's called Robin Tombs, it sounds like an Egyptologist.
It does.
Or a DJ from the 90s.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy called Sand Banks once.
Sand Banks, Snowy Alp.
Yep. Well, that's not... Robin Tombs.
Yeah, well, he's a CEO of a company, Yoti, or... Yoti or Y-O-T-I, who are a face recognition tech company. And it's that technology is quite scary, but useful.
It's called Yoti.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if...
This could be useful for us.
If Melissa, the so-called infiltrator into Avril's life, looked at this app and it was set for Avril, would it know it was a different person?
Well, we've got to find out.
We've got to find out. Okay, let's get him... oh, God, it's one of these old-fashioned dials again.
Oh,
you've got to use your finger. Come in, Robin.
Hi.
Now, is it Robin Tombs or Robin Tomes?
Robin Tombs.
That is a great name.
We've been
discussing this, and it's like a... have you made this up, or have you always been called Robin Tombs?
No, my dad made it up, sadly.
Right, and did he know how funny it was? Because it's basically...
I think he thought it was funny.
Oh, well, he's a joker.
It's great. It just sounds great, doesn't it? Robin Tombs plays more music. Pow.
Yeah.
I say it's just you're just made for show business, Robin.
Do you write your own jingles, Tony?
I have done.
Good.
Yes.
You get the PRS on that.
Yeah,
well. Very clever.
Very good.
So, Robin, you were Robin Tombs, fantastic. Do you? So, tell us all about Yoti. Does it stand for anything?
Yeah. So, Yoti is your own trusted identity, and it gives any individual the chance to create their own digital identity. They use their face. Their biometrics, and they match that to their passport or driving license. We read the chips in the passports with the phone so that we can match you up and you can be sure that you are who you claim to be or that you're over a certain age.
Well, I think this is the future, and the future is now. And these technologies, I mean, my phone has got a facial recognition thing in it, and it seems like the future for recognizing who you are. I mean, it used to be fingerprints were the big thing.
Can I just pick you up on something?
Me, you're
said,
Robin.
You.
Okay.
You, Ricky.
Sorry,
you said the future is now.
Oh, that was quite nice.
And it's not really, is it? The future is...
It's now.
Now. The future is in the future.
Now we've just missed it again.
See what I mean?
Oh. Quite like the future is now.
What do you think, Robin? Is the future is not now, is it?
No, I think it was in the future.
In the future. Just wanted to make that
yeah,
point.
But my point is that it's always going to be the future.
Like, I'm sure they did a film about it. Tomorrow
did they?
That was Groundhog Day, wasn't it?
I don't know, Tony. We're getting off.
That's a great film. Have you seen that one?
Yes,
Robin.
Yes, I have seen
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's great. I loved it.
Let's get back to Yoti. So, facial recognition. So we've got this problem. Avril Lavigne was replaced, apparently, after she died by a young lady called Melissa. And we've been looking at photographs, and we're going, well, she does look different now. Mm. She does look different. But is that just an aging process? Is that because people change? I mean, I don't recognise faces as well as I possibly should, especially in my business.
I always recognise you when you come in the office.
Well, that's because I wear the same aftershave.
Yeah.
And you smell me first, because that's your most heightened
sense. Well,
naturally. Yeah.
Well, you always, I do with everybody.
You know, your hearing and your eyes have gone, but your sense of smell is amazing.
And absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and touch. You're always touching me.
Do you know, you smell very good.
Yeah,
the other person I like in the show business world who smells very well is Dermot O'Leary.
He smells
beautiful.
It must be a Radio 2 thing, because Dermot O'Leary and Michael Ball always smells nice.
I've never smelt Michael Ball.
You've never smelt Ball?
No.
Oh.
Never smell. Never have. Next time I see him, though, because I see him quite regularly.
Give him a sniff.
I'm going to sniff it.
He might take it the wrong way, though. So, back to Robin. So, if you took an old photograph of Avril Lavigne and then one from recently, does the aging process get in the way of facial recognition? Do you need to recalibrate your face as you get older?
So if you're using the Yoti app regularly, it's going to spot that you are, the same as what you look like a week ago or, a month ago. If somebody else is a lookalike for you, a doppelganger, it's going to spot that they're a doppelganger and not let you get into the Yoti app. If you put actually up a picture of somebody, then we would look and go, actually, that's a picture.
What happens if your face changes, Robin, and you put on an enormous amount of weight? Or if you grow a beard, for instance, does that alter facial recognition?
There's a couple of answers to that. So obviously, if you're an adult and over a long period of time, you kind of morph from a thinner-faced person to a fuller-faced person.
That was very sensitively put, by the way.
Yeah, I attempt to be PC. If you effectively do that over a year or two and you're checking into Yoti every week, it's going to basically keep matching you, and it's just going to follow that you are now, changing, but over a year or two, and you would then look and say, well, the person who 2 years ago had a much thinner face is now a fuller face.
Do you put your face in front of a machine? Is that the way it works?
Every day, Tony.
You do that?
Yeah, you just use your phone.
You
just get out your normal phone, download your app, you put your face into the app, and then you get your chip passport out, read that, get it matched, and off you go.
How about if suddenly you have to wear glasses? Or when I first met Ricky, and this is, Ricky had an eye patch on. Would that affect things or not?
Yeah, if you start putting eye patches on or anything else which covers the key kind of measurements of, the distance between the eyes, the nose, the lips, the chin, then you are going to have a problem.
The thing I like about facial recognition, Robin and Tony, is the fact that what terrified me when it was fingerprints and eye recognition were the thing. I was worried that someone was going to chop off my finger or cut out my eye.
Wow.
But if they've cut off my face, I think it's too far down the line.
That.
I think it's quite extreme.
Yeah.
You know, there is a film that I do really love called Face Off, which was Nick Cage.
Oh, yes.
And Johnny Travolta. Yeah. You notice how I called them Nick and Johnny to make it
as if I knew them,
which is something that us celebrities do quite a lot.
Mm.
T-bone. don't you think?
Yeah, they do.
But the facial recognition.
Them, obviously,
but like, I'd like it if facial recognition, just for my comfort, could tell if I was extremely frightened and wouldn't accept my facial recognition, knowing that I was being forced into having my face recognised. Is this a possibility?
It's certainly possible to train to look at, whether people are, anxious looking, happy looking. But, a lot of the time people are trying to read things into people's biometrics, which they may not be doing with, the proper consent.
The thing is, we do a lot under our job description is disguises, Tony.
Yes.
We wear a lot of disguises to get to the bottom of...
We have to.
We have to. It's part of our job. But none of these disguises would get past the facial recognition, would they?
No.
Is that right, Robin?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We actually now do age estimation as well because we've got so many people in the Yoti app that we're able to tell what, you know, thousands of 50-year-olds look like. But if you go to a supermarket self-checkout and you want to basically, you know, not wait for the light to go on and for somebody to come over and size you up and work out what age you are, instead you just hit the button and it looks at you, and a second later it says you're definitely over 18.
Wow.
And, oh, I see. You know, I don't have that trouble anymore.
Do you not?
No. When I go into a supermarket and I want to buy some alcohol, they never ask for my identity or anything like that. Strange, isn't it?
That's upsetting. The day that stops is a very upsetting
day. Self-checkout still checks you out, Tony. You know, the light goes on if you're at the self-checkout.
That's good.
Yeah. I've seen you there with your hands on the side of your face, pulling it back. Giving them a dashing smile.
Well, even at the chemist, when I became 60 years old, I you know, got a free prescription. I thought they all questioned my age, and they didn't.
Well,
which was a bit disappointing.
Thing is, this was before machinery.
Yes, it was. Yeah, you used to go down the road, and they would make it up in a little pot. You know.
Oh, I didn't know you that young.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just giving Tony a bit of a ribbing. So yeah, we just want to know if we got your app. Because I tried to get something, I was getting at my new phone, actually.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And it was delivered to your house. And I thought, well, I might not be in. But it could be delivered to my local pharmacy.
Yes, it could be.
And it was delivered there. And I went to pick it up. And they said, have you got any ID? And I gave them my driving license.
Yeah.
And they said, it's got the wrong address on it. Have you got a passport? And I said, I've got a passport, yeah. And I gave them a passport, which doesn't have an address on it. But they could give me it with my passport, which doesn't have address, but they couldn't give me with a driving license, which had an address, but it was the wrong address. So
it's weird.
Nobody knows the rules. And if the rule was this, you look like you, you can have it.
Yeah,
don't
absolutely.
You think, Robin? Well, of course you do. You've got an app.
I think so. And Ricky, in next year, we're actually going to use that technology to do some untoutable tours. So we've got... Some events where effectively the bots won't be able to get in because you've got to have a real live detected face.
The bots?
Yeah, people like...
The
robots. The bots, is that?
The, you know,
yeah, the pouch, their robots.
Oh, the bots.
Really nicely, but...
I thought you were talking about bums. There
so you have to be you to get into a gig by showing your face.
And you don't have to print names on tickets or anything. You basically just turn up at the event... They just look at you, you look into the screen, and it goes, you're a match, you're allowed in.
Yeah, and that would be actually good if you just wanted to swap tickets with someone. There was something on the app where you could, like, go, can you swap the face for this face?
Very true.
Yeah. But we don't have to show your bot, Tony.
Oh, that's all right, then. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not that I'm ashamed of it.
That's a different bot.
Right, then. So we can use facial recognition to find out if Avril is still Avril. But obviously not using your current technology, but there'd be a situation where we could, like, map someone's face from a photograph and then map their current face from a photograph and see if they're the same person. Google does that,
don't they? Like, with that.
I was asking Robin the expert question, and you're coming in from the side saying Google.
Well, I've seen the little car with the... With the cameras on them. That's Google mapping, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing,
And it's not the same as mole mapping, either.
No.
But I could look at an old photograph of someone and see if it's the same person now.
Yes,
using similar technology. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know. But I we've got to debate this, Tony. Have you ever been mole mapping, Robin?
I haven't been. No.
Oh well, you're an app developer, and I've come up with an app where you take a picture of your mole, and the app tells you whether you're going to die or not.
This is a medical mole, not the moles you have in the garden, by the way. Robin,
do you think that's a goer for an app, or do you think that there's...
I have actually read that there are some apps which are doing that. So measuring the size of your moles and alerting to you if they... It's obviously much easier for your phone to check that measurement difference than your human eye.
Talking about moles, can you do animal face recognition, for instance, on garden moles?
That's good.
Very good point, Tony. We haven't done a lot of investment in that area yet. Just because they don't have wallets.
It'd be quite interesting. Because the only reason I asked that is because I don't know if you ever had moles in your garden, and I have, and they're a nightmare. They dig up and they leave little moles there. That's why they call them moles, probably, isn't
it? Why would you need to know if it was the same?
Well, exactly, because with facial recognition, you don't know how many moles you've got in the garden. It might be a different one.
So if
the mole pops up, you
know
how
much mole poison you've got to buy.
But if the mole pops up, you've got to obviously disguise yourself as grass or something like that, so that the mole.
I just think of you as like Wile E. Coyote. This would be a good series.
So the mole recognition. Then you think, well, that's a mole there. Yeah. Then another one comes up. It could be the same mole. But you've got this app.
I just don't think that animal recognition. I mean, for parents, it'd be a nightmare because how many parents have replaced a hamster or a guinea pig with a similar looking one? And if the child could go, this isn't the same hamster, I know because I've got the map.
You'd have to be over 18 years old to have this app.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not for children.
And how would it know you're over 18? Oh, because it'd look at your face. Right? Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah. All right, well, this is all making complete sense.
Yes, it is.
Well, I think we've got all the information we need from you, Robin. Robin Toombs, great name and great app, Yoti, available from the App Store. And I just hope that one day when I'm picking up my deliveries,
yes,
that the chemist can stick a camera in my face and go, yep, you're you.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Robin. And you've been a great help. And hopefully this will help sort out the mystery whether Avril Lavigne is alive or was replaced by Melissa.
Robin Toombs, face recognition. Boom.
It was a macadamia, the toughest nut to crack. But these guys were the biggest nutcrackers in the business. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
So, Tony, we've barely touched on some of the facts, but I think we've discussed it enough to know what I think we both feel about this case.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% certain that she is still alive.
Well, I just think it's sad that people aren't allowed to evolve and develop as an artist, such as we have, you know.
Yes.
Make mistakes, come bouncing back, and, you know, she's obviously... She's not the girl she was when she was a 16-year-old pop punkster.
Times have changed.
But I think Avril Lavigne is just someone that... I do think at one point there was someone called Melissa who was...
Yes.
I don't think she did interviews, like was suggested by Mika. I think that she probably was doing things like... A bit like, famous people have like bum doubles when they do films.
Yes.
For like intimate scenes, stuff like that. Because she was so famous at one point, they needed someone to leave through the front door while she left through the back door.
Charles Atlas.
Yeah,
he was a bodybuilder,
and it was always in the magazines telling you could.
And I did the course actually. Did you? Charles Atlas course?
Did you?
Because it was always, you know, you don't want people to kick sand in your face.
Yeah, that was the thing.
That was it, wasn't it? Not that anybody ever got necessarily. That.
Yeah,
but I did half the course.
Yeah,
and I got yellow jaundice. So I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm developed very well on the left hand side, but not the right hand side.
Because you did half the course.
Because I never bothered to take the full course.
You do see. I mean, this brings us back to the case that is ongoing, which is Peter Andre's legs and whether he's ever shown his legs in public, which is a myth that we will
eventually get around to that.
Because apparently he's got very well built torso and arms, but his legs he never bothered with.
He's a fine figure of a man.
Well, he's
apart. We don't know about his legs, but the rest of him.
He's always been very generous with his time.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, what are we saying about this case? Avril Lavigne, was she replaced by Melissa Vandella?
Melissa Vandella.
I don't think she was, Tony.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that Avril Lavigne is.
Avril living and well.
I mean, she is.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you. I have to admire
that.
Thank you. That's my. That was excellent. You've tutored me well.
Have you got the stamp anywhere?
It's
in the drawer. Okay.
Yeah, here it is.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
I think we say case solved.
Yes! Another one bites the dust. If you want to get in touch with us and you've got any myths you'd like dispelling, mainly pop myths, though. It's pop we're interested in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously we're on the front line when it comes to pop.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah, we're right there.
You can visit our website, rickyandtony.com. Email us, podcast@rickyandtony.com. Or tweet us. You're big on Twitter, aren't you?
I love Twitter.
You just use it for jokes.
I like a tweet.
Ricky and Tony Pod. Right, see you next week, Tony.
See you. Well done.
The music business was mean, but Ricky and Tony could do mean. They were born for it, like a mayfly was born to die at the end of the day. They slammed shut the filing cabinet, pulled the cord on the Venetian blind, threw on their trench coats, and headed out into the rain. Until next time.
right there.
What was my name? Mike yeah. Johnson.
My name's Tim Black.
Tim Black. Tune in next week.
Some more of the same.